Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW, band called The Drowns in studio. And we got a couple members at least. So tell me what your name is and what you do in The Drowns.
Hey, I'm Rev from The Drowns. I sing and I play guitar and I tell all the jokes.
I'm Jake and I play drums for The Drowns. Awesome. And drive the van.
So who are we missing? I'm assuming there's other members, just you two.
Yeah, so Andy, who I was in Success with back in the day. Andy plays bass and also sings in the band. And then Simon, our guitar player, who is Irish and back home for the holidays.
Nice.
That's why he's
not
here.
Okay.
So we're tax his paycheck for it.
I think, did we have Success up to Loud and Local before? I think we did.
I think we did,
back in the day. So
yeah.
That you would know Aaron's, kind of rough, gravelly singing voice from that. And I hope you don't take that in offense.
I
think it's awesome.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. They have a new album coming out soon that's called Blacked Out. And that's coming out the release show is in February, so I'm assuming the album's coming out in February?
Yeah, same day, February 16th.
Friday, February 16th. And that is at an awesome place in the kind of South Seattle, Beacon Hill area called the Clockout Lounge. Really awesome venue, and it's going to be The Drowns alongside a band from Tacoma called Noise, Clean Lines, and Chiswick Commandos. What can you tell me about Clean Lines and Chiswick Commandos? I'm assuming you guys chose those bands?
Yeah, they let me book it, which is really cool.
Awesome.
And let me say real quick, the Clockout is a venue that we hadn't been to until two years ago. We went there and we were blown away by how rad it was, which is why we specifically wanted the show to be there.
But
they let us pick the lineup. It's all friends. Noise are homies, and they're a big part of this band's history. And so we wanted them. But Chiswick Commandos are our buddies who just play like bluesy rock and roll.
Cool.
A big band, horn section, female background singers who are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Good live show, a lot of people on stage having fun. And if you like bluesy Chuck Berry guitar riffs, that's definitely a band you'll love. And then Clean Lines is super power pop, and it's Stevie from The Briefs plays guitar in that.
Oh, awesome. Nice,
yeah,
dude.
Super power pop and super fun, and their songs were addicting. And I think at the moment they are absolutely my favorite Seattle band.
Clean Lines, okay.
Besides us.
Yeah. Okay, nice, dude. you guys are a local band, but half the time you're not home. You guys are out, most of the time you guys aren't home, it seems like. You guys are on the road, flying out, doing big European tours, doing United States runs. How many tours have you guys done in the last, since COVID, since the world opened back up? How many tours?
Man, I don't know. You know how many? A lot.
We've done, I think, 4 European tours.
Wow.
We've done.
But that doesn't count flyouts we do for just festivals.
Yeah, that's right. So you guys played on a boat?
Yeah. We played on a
that was surreal.
That was so real quick.
With Cox Bar, right?
That was insane. Yeah. So we toured I'll make this short and sweet. We toured Japan, but the last couple of days a hurricane
and an earthquake.
And an earthquake hit at the same time.
Wow.
And we had to get evacuated to a middle school that was turned into a shelter.
Wow.
And then we had to just basically take a last-minute flight to Osaka to get out of the country, fly from Osaka home. We were home for like a few hours, got on a plane to the Bay Area, and played on an aircraft carrier with Cox Bar in the middle of the bay.
That's huge.
Yeah, it was the craziest week of our lives.
That's gnarly. So let's get a little background here on the band, because I think I talked to you in the beginning of the pandemic about drawing. We did like a interview via phone. You know, we did what we could, you know, to get some cool conversations out there. But now that you guys are both here, the Drowns, it seems like, just kind of took off. You guys were just like, make some music and then just tour the world. And it seemed, and now that I'm meeting you, you were in Time Again in Madcap, and you were in Success, who toured a lot too. Did you guys all just come together like, let's just go for it with this?
Yeah, essentially, right? It was like the bands we were in had all kind of like slowed down.
Yeah.
And Jake and I, we probably met when his band, he was in a band called Shell Corporation.
Oh, yeah.
Which for the if I can speak on it, for the Bad Religion fans out there, it's very like Bad Religion-y.
But, awesome.
Incredibly, incredibly well-made records, and they're super fun. The lyrics are great. But I think that's where we first met, with Success and Shell Corporation played. But then we toured together with Success, and Jake was playing drums in the Briggs, and it was Success, the Briggs, and 7 Seconds.
Oh, wow. And, that's awesome.
It was such a great tour. When was that?
That was 2015.
Yeah. Wow.
It was such a great tour, and we had so much fun. But the one magical thing that happened was two idiots, being Jake and myself, were in the same room every night. And a love, you know, came out of that.
That's awesome.
We became best friends.
Yeah.
And then
a love of lunacy.
Yeah, exactly. And then the Dave, who played drums in Success, couldn't go on the next tour that we did with Bishop's Green and 7 Seconds on the East Coast. And so I was like, well, you know, Jake's probably available. Let's talk to Jake. And then from that moment on, he and I both were like, okay, we got to figure out a band we could do together.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And well, at least most of your life you spent down in Southern California, but you moved up here in Seattle. What year?
2021.
Okay.
So I'm relatively new.
Nice. How are you liking it?
I love it up here. I love it up here. It's actually awesome. It's very similar to England, where I'm from originally.
Yeah.
It's very gray and rainy, and I appreciate that.
Nice, yeah, so I hate to, you know, break the facade of rock stars and stuff, but, you know, a lot of, you know, bands that are, you know, kind of DIY, also, we also have to have day jobs, work at a bar, work at, you know, selling so-and-so. Do you guys have the real jobs, or are you guys full-time touring and, like, able to make music your livings?
So at the moment, we do.
That's
just
awesome.
Tour,
you know, congratulations.
We tour. Thank you.
That's
and,
awesome.
You know, we have little stuff that we all do to keep money on the side, but we don't have full-time jobs.
Wow.
Because the Drowns have... You know, you kind of touched on it there, but we...
You're never home.
We're never home.
Yeah.
At all. And, and you know, I mean, if you love something, right, let it kill you. Like, that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we tour nonstop.
Imagine trying to have a job, too. I mean, like, you know, just like quitting every, you know, little job you could spool together, like, after, like, 2 weeks. Like, you know, I guess you could, like... do Uber, you know, or something like that if you needed to. But.
Well, you know, the real quick local shout out, there's a guy named Scott who owns a bunch of bars in Georgetown and South Park. He owns like Loretta's and the 9 Pound Hammer and Star Brass and the Seattle Tavern.
Cool.
And that guy kept me employed for the first few years of this band, but years before that too. And he absolutely was like, if you got to go on tour, you got to go, because that's what you're supposed to do.
And nobody just pick up ships when you come back.
Nobody can really find bosses like that.
That's
so
awesome.
Shout out to Scott.
Yeah.
That guy rules.
That's cool.
But so we put out a record called Under Tension in the perfect wrong time to put out an album, which was January of 2020.
Yeah. You're like, this is going to be our biggest year yet. We're going to tour the world.
Oh, we had so many plans.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of really great plans that all got canceled, obviously. But we put out the record and we were like, well, that sucks. We put a lot of work into this and we believe in this album and no one's going to hear it. And the one thing the pandemic did was everyone was at home forced to listen to albums.
Yeah.
So we got lucky and it became this underground success that everyone was talking about. And then the moment that we went to Europe to tour on it, that's when we were like, oh, wow, it's
people
impacted
really
a
like
lot
it.
Of people.
Yeah.
And
that's cool.
We were blown away the first time we went to Europe, which is why we go there so much now, too.
Is that home away from home for you guys?
At this point, basically, right?
I'd say so.
And which country specifically?
The UK, Germany.
Yeah, UK, Germany, Belgium.
Belgium. Yeah, Belgium's really big for us.
Belgium's been great.
And, you know, Japan was amazing, too. And
really?
We're trying to figure out going back there right now.
That's awesome.
But no, I mean, we just go, you know, we're going to tour the U.S. this year, too. We got a bunch of plans for that that'll get announced soon.
Yeah.
And obviously, we love it here.
Yeah.
But, you know, over there, there is a connection to those folks that is that blew us away. And so at this point, we also kind of feel like we owe Europe, you know, for us to keep going back, because they've essentially made it a reality for us.
And they've made it so that now you don't have to have side jobs.
Yeah,
exactly. You know what I mean? They're paying your bills, right? Yeah. So go and serve the people that are down to watch, and you're paying audience. So we are going to talk a little bit in just after this song. We're going to talk a little bit about this sound that you guys are kind of embracing and kind of leaning into, more rock and roll sound. So we'll go into that in just a moment, but let's listen to one of the songs and kind of get let the music speak for itself. But really quick, I wanted to promote again Friday, February 16th, The Drowns with Noise, Clean Lines, and Chiswick Commandos. The record will be available that day, but can people pre-order it? Can people check? Is our pre-orders up yet?
The pre-order drops really soon for
it.
We just put out a 7-inch that has it's a double A-sided 7-inch with two singles that will be on the record. But the pre-order for the full length will be out soon.
Okay, right on. We're going to go into the song Blacked Out, which is the title track. Anything you guys want to say about this one?
The song rules.
Yeah, it's a great song.
not
to toot our own horn.
All right.
No, it's it's a song all about us being on the road and having fun and not taking life too seriously.
Cool. It's The Drowns here with Blacked Out. It's Loud and Local. We'll be back with more here on The Rock. Was Blacked Out here by The Drowns, and you can go catch them play that song, I'm assuming, and many more. Friday, February 16th, The Drowns, Noise, Clean Lines, and Chiswick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mando's, being that it's a record release show, and that's at the Clockout Lounge over in Beacon Hill, being that this is a record release show, are you guys going to play mostly songs from the new record? Or are you going to
We're going to do a lot of them for sure. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. I mean, we, just for our own enjoyment, you know, we want to play the new ones, but we also, you know, we've got to play some hits.
Yeah,
you know?
Come on.
We're going to have fun. It's going to be a long, goofy set. We got some stuff planned.
Nice.
There's going to be so many friends in one room. We also got a ton of friends flying out for
this. That's awesome.
So we're excited for that. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a fun night. So I see you're wearing a t-shirt called Booze and Glory. Is that a band name?
It is.
Okay, because that's awesome. I just thought it was like the term, just Booze and Glory. It's a band.
It's our buddies from England.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Right on. That just caught my eye. So before we went to break, before we went to play that song, we mentioned that, or I mentioned that you guys are kind of leaning into a little bit more of a, you know, kind of, would I say 70s glam rock style?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about this and the evolution of the band, if you don't mind.
So, I mean, Jake and I, admittedly, are both huge Clash nerds, yeah. And that's literally, like, when we first started this band, we had a conversation about what we wanted out of a band, not even the music.
Yeah.
It was like, we wanted a community, we wanted to make music with people we care about, and we wanted to make music for people who have similar ideas. And so that's where it all started, but the actual music part of it, We're like, we love The Clash, we love Cox Bar, and I'm a huge 70s rock and roll fan, and I love Slade, and I love The Sweet and these like big glam bands, T-Rex.
Would you call Kiss a glam rock band?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. I'm also a huge Kiss nerd.
Yeah.
You know, I love those guys. But so we definitely started with more of our first record was like 50s rock and roll punk.
Yeah.
Like, in a lot of ways. Because Andy, too, our other songwriter and singer, Andy is a big, like, you know, Chuck Berry fan in that era of 50s rock and roll. And then when we made our full length Under Tension, our next full length after that, we were so mad about the political climate in the United States and our disagreements with things that were going on that record became harder, I think, just naturally.
Yeah.
Because of where we were at in our lives, you know. We put out that album, and it was a little more of the punkier stuff. But then we put out an EP called Lunatics that's mm-hmm. way more rock and roll. And that's always the way we've wanted to go. Because, you know, you can make an angry song, and that's fine. And we have some. But at the end of the day, everybody goes home and wants to sleep in a comfortable bed and wants to call their mom and tell them that they love them. And so yeah. we're just not
wants
the kind
to smile.
Of, yeah, we're not the kind of guys that are going to get on stage and be like, everything sucks, let's sing about it, you know? Not
and, you'll play with those bands.
No, no.
But yeah. you want to be the smiley guys.
Tons of that's kind of become our thing, you know? I think it really harkens back to, you know, you and I have known each other for
yeah.
20 years, you know? Like, I think it goes back to that same feeling when we were going to shows when we were younger and nothing else mattered that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my teachers didn't matter. My parents didn't matter. My job didn't matter.
Yeah.
I was at that show having the greatest time of my life. And we just wanted to start a band that continued that legacy.
So you guys have been, you know, you guys are lifers. You know, yeah. whether or not you like it, you're lifers. And I'm yeah. sure you like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you guys are total lifers. Think back to... What was it? What was it that lit that spark in you as a kid? You know, I know you're a huge Gwar fan, Jake. So maybe it's Gwar, but we'll talk. We'll get to you in a minute. So Rev, what lit that spark? Was it, you know, hearing the radio? Was it your friend handing you a CD that really made you fall in love with, you know, punk or underground music or just rock?
The first Clash record was the first wow. time that I was like, oh man, people say stuff that isn't angry on yeah. songs, you know, or sad. Maybe that sounds ignorant, but I was a kid and I heard that record and was yeah. like, oh man, these guys like are doing stuff.
Yeah. You know,
they're like doing good stuff for people. That's so cool. So that was a big part of it. But also, my parents went to shows a lot.
They really?
Like horribly musically talented. Arguably when they sing, they make songs worse.
Wow.
But they're lifelong fans of music and they go to concerts constantly still. Yeah. And that was a big part
what
of
what kind of bands
childhood.
Were they into? Was it like classic rock bands and stuff or is, like all kinds of stuff?
A lot of classic rock stuff. My yeah. mom was really into the like a lot of the 80s kind of pop stuff like Debbie yeah. Gibson and yeah. Madonna. Jake's heard this story. I was actually almost named Angus.
Whoa.
Like, my dad's, he's been in the AC/DC fan club since I was a kid,
yeah.
and, like, he's a huge fan of AC/DC.
All right, well, he'll be stoked you're on KISW then.
Oh, he loves your station. And I told him I was coming. He was so excited.
Yeah.
He was like, finally, dude. But the first show I ever went to was I was 8 years old, and it was at Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, Virginia.
Wow.
I went and saw The Temptations, and I was
that's
like,
that's awesome.
I was like, oh, man. Like, I don't remember being like, that's what I want to do. But I did go, like, that's their job.
Yeah.
That's their job? Like, mom, they get paid? She was like, yeah,
yeah
totally. They get paid to have fun on stage.
Yeah.
So I think that was a lot of it. But then I went to so many shows. Like,
mm-hmm.
I Pettibone, a mutual mm-hmm. friend of
yep.
ours.
John Pettibone, singer of Aris and Undertow and Himsa. Yeah.
Absolutely. And one of the most solid guys in
absolutely,
Seattle.
Absolutely, yep.
I brought up to John when we worked together at El Corazon years ago that one of the first hardcore show I ever went to was at the Annex in Auburn.
Yeah.
And it was like Champion and Last Man Standing, and
yeah.
I forget what it was, but I was at that show. Probably shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
I was at a ska band at the time.
Yeah.
I was like a goofy little kid. And I remember one of the bands brought an aerobics trampoline on stage
okay.
and was like, use this. And there were people running from the back of the stage, diving
humongous
off the aerobics
stage
trampoline.
Dives, yeah.
And so there was little experiences like this where my brain was just keeping notes and was
yeah.
like, you know, you could do stuff like this.
Yeah.
You love it enough, you could do that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it was
that's
kind
so
of an
awesome.
Evolution, but that's where
yeah.
it all started, where I was like, and then it like literally never ended.
Wow. Just lean into it, man. That's awesome. And Jake, how about you, man? What was the thing that lit that spark in you?
Oh, man. I would say I lived briefly in Park City, Utah, outside of Salt Lake.
Yeah.
And just being young and part of the skateboard and snowboard community.
Yeah.
And, you know, coming across a lot of compilation records.
Oh, yeah.
And just being introduced to different music. And one of them that meant a lot to me was Bouncing Souls.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that kind of really lit a spark.
Those skate videos would have the
oh,
sickest
yeah.
soundtrack. Fugazi and
yeah.
Slayer
oh, yeah.
and Bouncing Souls. And yeah, man.
And yeah, it did just something I hadn't heard before. And, you know, that sense of community and belonging. And I really gravitated towards that. And it just kind of grew from there.
That's awesome.
Weren't you on Warped Tour when you were like 16 or something?
17.
17, yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, was that with Madcap?
That was with Madcap, yeah.
Wow. 17 on Warped Tour, dude. That's crazy.
Yep. Yep. It was definitely a...
Doing homework in the van?
Whoa.
That was... No homework then because it was the summer.
Oh, but, yeah.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
You think Warped Tour will ever come back?
Not in any shade of its former glory.
I don't know.
I mean,
there's so much, you know, nostalgia field. Yeah. You know, people are like, when we were young festival, all these different things. Mm. The ultimate nostalgia would be like, let's just bring back Warped Tour.
It could happen. It could definitely happen.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen. I think they should wait for a little while longer.
Yeah.
But it could happen. Yeah. I mean, it would be cool. But, you know, there are a lot of great festivals still going on, you know, right now. Yeah. Like
Riot Fest.
Absolutely.
You
know, yeah. Riot Fest, you know, you got Punk Rock Bowling.
Yeah.
There's a ton of great festivals. And, you know, maybe it's not my stuff or your stuff, but the When We Were Young Festival is selling out.
Oh,
so, you know, like someone wants to go to that.
Pretty Girls Make Grace playing their first show in 17 years.
That is crazy.
For that.
Man.
So.
Yeah, well, and that's the sway that festivals like that have, is they can get reunions.
They got the
like
money.
That,
yeah.
Because people are.
And they're coming.
Our favorite one is Rebellion Festival in the UK.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is the greatest festival in the world, in my opinion. And it's
and is that like punk, hardcore, and oi and stuff like that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So give me a rundown of like some bands that you guys have played with that have been like...
Well, Coxbar plays every other year.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And then, I mean...
The Sweet are playing...
Yeah, the guys in Ballroom Blitz are playing this year. Yeah. I mean, there's tons, though. Who played last year? We had a lot of friends play. The Briefs played last year.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the bigger.
Rebellion Festival.
Murphy's Law, Sloppy Seconds.
Cool.
Yeah.
Bad Religion. Not last year, but.
Yeah, but I mean, they.
Agnostic
they,
Front ever play?
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
nice, dude.
The lineup is crazy every year.
I mean,
I got to look that up.
I think you'd love it, dude. Yeah, it's awesome. A ton of fun. And it's in, like, essentially England's Reno.
Yeah.
Blackpool is, like, it's very much like Reno. It's kind of a rundown, like, working class a holiday town for families. But it gets over, like, run with punks and hardcore dudes.
Okay, so one thing I do have to mention with Jake is we got to get to this. You're the, like, biggest Gwar fan in the world. Like, you have Gwar tattoos?
I do. I've got a couple.
Okay, so what are the Gwar tattoos?
I've got the Flying Skull logo, and
nice.
I've got an Odorous tattoo.
An Odorous tattoo.
And he has an insane collection of, like, the memorabilia, like the collectibles and stuff, right?
I've got a good amount of...
It's getting bigger.
...memorabilia from over the years. More, you know, like VHS tapes and stuff that I collected when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But, that is definitely a band that I grew up loving and still love.
And a couple questions here. How many times have you seen Gwar?
Trying to remember, it's either 29 or 30.
Wow. So a big thing with Gwar, if you're not familiar, is listeners, and you're not familiar, if you go to see Gwar, a lot of people like to wear the white t-shirts. They get to go up to the front and they get to like get soaked in the Gwar blood and the Gwar jizz and, you know, whatever, the fluids.
All the fluids.
Do you do that, or do you stand back and you're like, I'm retired from that?
I used to every show.
Yeah.
As I'm getting older, let's see, the last time I went up front at a Gwar show was 2017. So it's been some time since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, and not to equate these bands together, I'm not to lump these bands together, but two of the messiest tours to work would have to be Gwar and ICP and St. Clown Posse, I would imagine.
I worked those sold out shows
for
ICP. But we have
a funny story.
We were on, Jake and I were on tour together. Where the tour was
following ICP's tour
a day after.
Oh my God. So everything was soaked in their soda Faygo.
It was so sticky every stage. And we would get there and there would be soda and feathers.
And feathers.
And confetti.
We were playing the Oakland Metro and they were pulling up carpet. Do you remember they had carpet for the stage and there was just like a layer of you know, congealed soda pulling up the carpet.
Yeah.
It was so sticky.
Yeah.
The amount of insurance and stuff that group has to like hold just to tour, you know, is insane.
So, yeah. I mean, what an operation, too.
Right.
Totally. It was two semis and two buses on that tour.
Jesus.
Yeah.
We're getting into some weird stuff. Reminder, we are talking about the Drowns. So let's talk a little bit about the record when we come back from another song here. We're going to go into 1979 Trans Am. This is another song from the new album Blacked Out, and it's coming out Friday, February 16th. Happens to be their record release show, The Drowns, Noise, Clean Lines, Chiswick Commandos. I think tickets are available now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tickets are available now. That's at the Clockout Lounge, and you can go to clockoutlounge.com to get your tickets. Honestly, not that many tickets left. Probably like under 100.
Pre-buy for sure. That's okay. That's what I'll say. Pre-buy for sure if you can.
All right, man. So, again, we're going to go into the song 1979 Trans Am. What's this one?
This is essentially my love for glam in okay. one song.
All right. Sounds good. It's 79 Trans Am. It's The Drowns. Loud and Local. We'll be right back.
And a bottle of scotch, and I'm gone. See what the night's got on. There she was, just as clear as day. Chrome shining mama, man, is she looking my way. It's my lucky day. Try to tell me what you're gonna do when this sweet mama drops in on. She was picking up the speed, and I could barely breathe. Finally got her out, looking over at me. I whispered to her gently, baby, can we take it easy? We ain't in no hurry. She sent me a look and it cut me deep. She pulled me in close and then she screamed, do you wanna take a ride?
That was 1979 Trans Am from the album Blacked Out by The Drowns. They're going to be playing Friday, February 16th at the Clockout Lounge over in Beacon Hill. It's The Drowns with their friends in Noise, Clean Lines, and Chiswick Commandos. Tickets are available now. Coming up soon, you'll be able to pre-order the record, or you can buy one. You think you will actually have them at the show?
Absolutely.
You think? Okay.
Yeah, we will,
nice.
For sure. We also have, we can't talk about it, but we have some surprise rare stuff that people will be able to purchase.
Sick.
Soon.
All right.
Special merch just for the show.
Yes. Nice. So was this when did you guys start writing this record and whatnot? And then where'd you guys go to record it?
When did we start writing it, Jake? Was it the end of last year?
It was the fall of 2022.
Yeah. And so we the last couple of records we've made with a producer named Ted Hutt in Los Angeles. Is a Grammy Award winning producer.
Wow.
He's worked with the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, Dropkick Murphys. He won the Grammy for working with Old Crow Medicine Show.
Wow.
He's the guy who did 59 Sound for
Gaslight Anthem. Yeah.
And this is Bouncing Souls. Yeah. His rap sheet, though, I wouldn't do it justice by trying to name any more.
Yeah.
It's tons of hit records. And he's a really good friend of ours. And so we worked with him on
Ted
this.
Hutt, you said?
Ted Hutt, yeah. And just an incredible, incredible guy. Tiny little old Englishman.
Yeah. He's the best.
He absolutely is the best. And he's been arguably consequential in our career to really help us kind of navigate becoming who we've become. And so we owe him a lot. But so I'm only saying that because we put a lot of trust in him. We're making this record.
Yeah.
Because we made this new album in a way we had never done before, which was usually we write song everything together, like either myself or Andy.
Sure.
will bring something to the band that's very like a bit of a skeleton, and then we all build it together.
Yeah,
and we practice the crap out of them, and then we bring them to Ted and we record. On this one, he was like, nope, I want you to write constantly and then don't work on them and then come to Los Angeles and we'll work on them together.
Wow.
So we wrote, this isn't an exaggeration, we wrote 100 songs over 4 months for this record.
So he didn't work as just an engineer, he was like a producer.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's he's hands-on, that's like cool. Crazy hands-on.
Yeah.
And so we, what, he picked like 12 or something?
Yeah, he picked 12 out of the 100.
Yeah.
Holy.
And, yeah, and then we went down and we
that's
had
a lot of B-sides.
Oh, we're good for the next few records, dude. But that's one upside to doing that.
Yeah.
It was really hard to do that.
Yeah.
But so we then come down and we have the songs, but we couldn't practice them. He was specific about that.
Yeah.
And we wrote them essentially along with him being there.
Wow.
Which was new for us to do it that way. And arguably, Jake, a little nerve-wracking.
Definitely.
Because we couldn't plan anything.
Yeah.
You can't, but that's, I think, what he wanted. This is an assumption on my part, but I think he wanted us to not have to not be able to rely on our old tricks and what we're good at. And so we then, over a month in Los Angeles, made the record down there. We recorded at King Size Sound Labs in LA, and just an amazing studio.
That's awesome.
Amazing people there. And we worked our butts off to
that's
really
awesome,
make this
man.
One. It almost killed us. It was hard.
Well, you're coming out of it, man, and congratulations. It's all done and sent off to the record presses, and you guys are going to have new records Friday, February 16th. So congratulations. The big show is, again, going to be at the Clockout Lounge. Get your tickets at clockoutlounge.com. And you're going to be joined by Noise, Clean Lines, and Chiswick Commandos. So guys, like, if I know, you know, we're pushing the show, but there are people that, you know, might not be able to come out to the show, whether they live on Eastern Washington or they got to watch the kids. If you can't come out to the show, what's the best way to support you guys?
We're on every single streaming platform, mm-hmm. and obviously that does a whole lot. Anything merch and records-wise, you can go to piratespressrecords.com,
awesome.
Which is our record label, and they're incredible about that. But, you know, any live show stuff is great too, but like you said, if you can't make it, you know, that's honestly listening to the songs is enough for us, and that's all
that's
we
awesome.
Ever ask of anyone to do, to be honest. Anything else is just extra. So
cool, man. Well, any shout outs or thank yous before? Actually, you know, one final question. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say I met you 20 years ago easy.
Yeah.
And ever since I met you, this exactly what you've been doing for so long is what you always wanted to do. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, man.
It's so cool that you got to end up doing exactly what you wanted to, and you worked so hard. So,
yeah. We level up as we do this, right? And you're doing the same thing too, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's just great to see you.
Thank you.
Still doing exactly what you love.
Thank you.
And what, in my opinion, you're really great at. So.
That means a lot, man.
Yeah,
thank
of course.
You. Awesome. Now I got all these butterflies. Feels good. Feels good. And I know that you're not, you know, because you've seen me at every level, you know.
Yeah.
You saw me, you used to come in and buy CDs from Silver Platters back in the day.
Absolutely.
So I remember selling you an SSD CD.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Favorite Northwest band or bands of all time?
That's a hard one.
Since this is a local radio show.
Hollow Points.
Awesome.
Yeah, I would say Hollow Points. They
shout out to Benny.
Yeah, shout out to Benny. Absolutely. Who else do we love from up here? You're a transplant, Jake.
So. I know.
Yeah. but there's Kids on Fire.
Yeah,
I know you've,
great
you've worked
band.
With those
yeah.
guys. Great band. Man, I'm trying to think. Who else?
Heart. You like Heart?
I love Heart, dude.
Heart is great.
Yeah.
Noise.
Yeah,
obviously.
Noise. There we go.
Yeah, real quick, they're playing that show, and I said they were very helpful in the formulation of this band. We recorded an EP called The Sound that has two songs about Seattle
yeah.
on it in Jesse's basement. Jesse from Noise recorded
dude.
That for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, the autopsy house.
Exactly. Yeah,
the
exactly.
autopsy room. Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. So you're saying Noise, and you're saying?
Hollow Points.
Hollow Points.
Kids on Fire.
Kids on Fire. Nice, absolutely. Dude. Right on, guys. And shout outs and thank yous.
Oh, man.
Besides me. You know, yeah. you shouted out me, you thanked me. But
I would like to thank the barista who made their coffee on nice. Our way in here.
Okay.
He's at work in the night shift
yep.
at the Starbucks down on, what is that, Westlake?
On Westlake.
Yeah, okay. Shout out to that dude
yeah.
for working so hard and working the night shift.
Absolutely. Right on. Well, guys, good luck on everything. You know, you don't need it. You guys are a hardworking band. Beyond this record release show, you guys have a tour lined up and whatnot? Anything you can mention?
Yeah, we got a bunch of shows in January coming up.
Awesome.
Just on the West Coast.
Cool.
And it's with, there's some of them are with Agent Orange. We're going down wow. to California to play with those guys.
Cool.
And then we got a big plan. This is an exclusive here. A big plan in March for a U.S. run. So,
nice, dude.
But it's still getting worked out right now. And then we're obviously going back to Europe this year.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Back to Europe in May and June.
Yep.
Wow.
And then we're going to Rebellion. That's been announced, too.
Yes.
Obviously, yeah. we play every year.
Yeah.
Until they tell us we can't.
Is but that just like a given? You're like, you build your calendars around that? You're like, we're doing this
we
and everything
ask
else.
Every year, and they've been really nice, almost too nice.
Yeah.
So if they did tell us we couldn't play, we would absolutely respect that and take it in stride, but we'd cry. We would cry. Aww. And you should come.
Rebellion Fest?
Yeah, we'll talk all about right. it. We'll all talk right. about it.
Sick. We're going to go into one final song here, and as I unwrap it, what song are we playing? What
Just
are we
the Way,
Just
she,
the way
goes.
She Goes. And this is coming off the new album that is called Blacked Out. You can see them live Friday, February 16th. The Drowns, Noise, Clean Lines, Chiswick Commandos at the Clockout Lounge. Congratulations. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
All right. So here we go, dude. I gotta ask one final thing. I want you to introduce this. And who's down to do a little bit more goofy stuff? Who's going to...
Either's fine, but that's probably my wheelhouse.
Your wheelhouse?
That's
your wheelhouse?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want you to introduce this and pretend that you're the most cheesy morning radio zoo, morning zoo person.
Like, so
you're listening to KISW.
So at this point, Kevin, I have done many of these.
Okay, nice. Okay, so I want you to be as cheesy as possible, and I want you to introduce this song on KISW, okay?
All right. ladies and gentlemen, at this moment, whatever you're doing, put it down. Make sure you find a comfortable seat because you're about to have your shoes rocked off. Ladies and gentlemen, new track off of Blacked Out by the Drowns, Just the Way She Goes, rock and roll.
Oh my God, don't take my job. Dude, Rev, thank you very much. And it's the Drowns here on Loud and Local.
Just the way she goes, boy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.